This is episode 2 of Short Story Hunters. And once again, we're in the Litopia Cafe, the Lit Lounge. And I have Johnny opposite. Hi, Johnny.
Hi again, Barbara. Two shows. Didn't think we were going to make it, did you?
Well, I was kind of hoping we would, but I think it would have been easier with cake.
Apropos nothing, I had this amazing dream last night, and I dreamt I had written a new brilliant piece of Gothic noir, Victorian Gothic noir.
Go with a Victoria sponge, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think subliminal, something subliminal there. And anyway, what happened, I thought I'd get some of that down this morning. Fired up the computer, couldn't remember a damn thing about it.
It was the genius as well, wasn't it? It's a real masterpiece, no doubt.
It was the best thing I've ever not written.
Save your ink, right?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, I think we better crack on here. What are we doing here today?
Well, we've got another 3 stories today.
Good.
And yeah. The theme is new beginnings. And
excellent.
I always find that new beginnings is quite interesting for an author to explore because it's usually quite a highly emotional moment, the moment of change.
The only thing I would say about that is we've sort of, you know, in classic fashion, we've managed to get this arse about face, really, because this is show 2. And our theme is new beginnings. You know, it could have been show 1, couldn't it?
It should have been, really, shouldn't it? Yes, we should think before we talk.
That's what the Hiberno Swiss axis is all about, doing things different.
Oh, yeah, well, it should be precision, really, shouldn't it?
But yeah. But enough of this idle old chit-chat. I think it's about time we got on and got something done. And we're a better place to start than with our first story, which is by Dean, another Litopian. And Barbara's going to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Dean normally writes crime fiction, but he often includes a bit of an element of comedy and romance. But he does like flash fiction specifically because it gets him out of his comfort zone. So today he wrote a story about a teenage girl called Alex who runs away from home in the middle of the night.
Let's hear that then, shall we?
Exodus by Dean Baxter. Alex's parents had left the door ajar, presumably to listen out for her escaping. She tiptoed into their room and crouched down next to her father. There was a bag stuffed full of cash right beneath him. Alex had found it once when she'd been made to clean the house as punishment for one of her misdemeanors. She lifted the mattress and got one hand underneath to support it. Hopefully her father wouldn't notice when she went in with the other hand to pull the bag out. The bag was made of paper and might rustle too much. If he woke up now, she would grab her hockey stick and knock him out. Her mother would likely lay there, useless, as if frozen, and Alex would say to her, "That's what you get for being a Bible basher." Neither of them woke up. She got the bag out, but kept the mattress slightly lifted while she slipped the Bible into the place where the bag had been. Then she got out of there, cleared the stairs and made towards the front door, but paused when she passed the kitchen. She could go over to the range and turn the rings on, but not light them, leaving them to fill the house up with gas. When her parents get up, they'll switch on a light or the hot water will come on and cause a spark. They'll be vaporized. Or not. Maybe they'll smell the gas and get out. Maybe God will save them. Alex didn't turn the gas on. Instead, she took her mother's cigarettes and lighter from the biscuit tin they'd been hiding in. She took the keys to her father's Honda Legend too. She reversed it out the drive, spun the wheel, and gunned it up the road.
And that was Exodus by Dean Baxter.
I have to say, I really enjoyed reading that story.
Yeah, it is a good story, isn't it? Very tense, but gripping.
It's a bit dark, so I did enjoy that one.
Well, that's why don't let's go there.
Let's go to the next story then, shall we?
Yes, a good idea.
And the next story is by Hannah. And Hannah normally writes fantasy, but she also likes to use short story to dip into other genres and just experiment a little bit. And actually, one of her short stories was recently published in an anthology.
Fabulous.
Yes, excellent. And her story today is about a young woman who has had enough of her marriage and she's decided to start a new life.
The Great Escape, a story by Hannah. Sadie locked the front door, slipped the key into her pocket, walked down the drive. Did it make her heart heavy, leaving it all behind? Some of it did, and the guilt. The rest was a spring at her step, the choice never to pass this threshold again, never to cross the red carpet where blood didn't show, or tears. Whitewashed walls, easy to clean, no longer trapped her, nor did the ivy that covered the windows like a growing, thickening cage. Her rucksack weighed heavy on her back, her suitcase heavy in her hand, her handbag dug into her collarbone. She'd held a goodbye party yesterday, had arrived 15 minutes late, and had hesitated on the pub's welcome mat, wondering if anyone had turned up. They'd all come, more friends than she ever dreamed she had, and now she was leaving them. Forever? Their card lay in her suitcase between two jumpers. Among all the scribbled signatures, a message she would cherish and kiss and hold to her breast until the next time they met, or the feeling wore out. She lugged herself, her suitcase, her rucksack, onto a bus, then a train, then a ship, the last vessel to freedom. Reclining her seat, she leaned back. Relax. Banal films boomed through speakers. Cantankerous children cried. Unable to settle, she got up and made her way to the deck, prayed no one would raid her bags in her absence. Outside, spray splashed her face and washed away the tension in her forehead, her cheeks, her eyes. Ahead, not visible yet, but soon, new mountains, new secrets, new life. She ambled past lifeboats, lifebuoy rings, anchor locker. At the stern, wind and water whooshed, a white noise, a white band of water stretching out, far out, its frothing mass reaching back towards everything she'd left behind. Her tears tumbled into it, swallowed. No one would ever do those things to her again. Trap her like that, or hurt her like that. She could let it all go, forever. Leaning over the railings, she dropped the house key. Then, the knife.
And that was Hannah's Great Escape.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed reading that story myself as well. There was a lot of tension and very nice twist at the end, unexpected.
Oh, I like that twist.
Very evil. I thought you'd like that twist.
A bit of a knife, you know.
A bit of a knife, yeah. More murder, mayhem,
more
death.
Killing. But and never mind about that now. Johnny, I think we need to let people know what Litopia is. Put on your suit and sell Litopia for me.
Well, that's a good point, Barbara, and you've given me a perfect chance to relive my youth. So I've got my hair gel plastered on, my black sunglasses on, and I've just got out of my BMW Series 3. Litopia is an online writers community, and it's headed up by a real-life literary agent based in London. However, members are all over the world. You'll find us in the States, Ireland, England, Scotland, Wales, Far East, Middle East, everywhere. And we're a resource that helps one another through our, particularly on our workshops, where people can post their works in progress and they'll get fellow writers helping them all the time, making suggestions, making refinements. So if you're listening out there and you'd be interested in joining, and by the way, it's absolutely free, then why not visit colony.litopia.com and we might see you there very soon. That's the plug done now. So all we need to do is sit back and wait for that commission to roll in, B. But in the meantime, what have we got?
Right, let's do the next story then. That one is by Geraldine. And Geraldine normally writes speculative fiction, but she also dabbles with a bit of creative non-fiction. She is actually a vet, and she's had some non-fiction published back in 2016. And her story today is about Maribel, who's leaving her husband. She's packed and waiting outside her house for her taxi. One Step Off the Ledge by Geraldine. You step out of your front door and walk down your drive. Despite a heavy heart, you have a spring in your step. The world awaits, and you have promises to make. One small step for a woman, one giant leap for Maribel, you giggle. You've never taken a giant leap in your life, you think. Maribel, you so small for your age, Lewis. And not just a giant leap into the void. What will you meet in the void, Maribel, first leap of your life, Lewis? A ledge, a drop, an intimate embrace? Find it somewhere else, your partner said. That thing you're after I can't give you. In the once-read musings of a mountaineer, find a stable platform before taking your next step. You thought you had a stable platform, but it was just a crumbling ledge. You were shocked when you said you were leaving. Well, you told me to find it somewhere else. I never thought you would, after all these years. How could you? How could you not? Will you fall, you wonder, as your taxi arrives? Or might you catch an updraft? The sun sets on all things as you pull away, but the night will bring another day. You'll never catch an updraft if you don't step off the ledge. You will giggle again, but not today. Today you're crying. You don't mean to cry, but the void stretches steep and cold and dark, and you fear you may never reach the other side.
And that was our last story today, written by Geraldine and called One Step Off the Ledge, and very nicely read there by Barbara. And takes us to the end of the show again, Bea.
That goes far too fast. I think we should do it again next week, do you think?
I think we should do it again next week, as long as, you know, we're allowed to.
I'm sure we are. I thought you were going to say, as long as you're alive.
It's you again. You're obsessed with wiping people out, aren't you?
Oh,
I
yes.
You give me a look now like I'm an expendable character from your latest book. And I'm getting very frightened.
Just get rid of you just like that, you know.
I think we just need to wrap this show up because I'm getting terrified here.
I'll give you a dramatic death. How about that?
Okay.
So let's wrap this up then, shall we? Before you go, we're always looking for short stories. So if you would like to submit to us, just go to litopia.com/hunters. Or you can join the colony and submit via the Flash Club.
So we look forward to hearing from you very soon. And here's the music, Bea, so we better get out of here. See you next time.
Oh, let's leg it. All right, see you next time. Bye.